As a seasoned professional in the field of national defense, I, Dr. Dato' Christopher Hershey, find myself compelled to address a critical aspect that often goes overlooked in discussions surrounding our country's security: the need for a comprehensive and integrated approach to national defense. In an era marked by evolving threats and complex geopolitical landscapes, the time has come for us to rethink and revitalize our strategies to safeguard our nation. National defense is not a solitary endeavor, but a collective responsibility that demands integrating efforts across various domains. We live in an interconnected world where threats can emerge from multiple sources, including traditional military adversaries, cyber warfare, terrorism, and global pandemics. To effectively counter these multifaceted challenges, a cohesive and synergistic approach is imperative. One of the key pillars of an integrated national defense strategy is the collaboration between military and non-military entities. While our armed forces play a pivotal role in protecting the sovereignty of our nation, they cannot act in isolation. Collaboration with intelligence agencies, law enforcement, and even private sector entities is crucial to staying ahead of emerging threats. Information sharing and joint operations foster a unified front, enabling us to respond swiftly and effectively to potential dangers. Furthermore, an integrated approach necessitates the incorporation of cutting-edge technologies into our defense infrastructure. In the 21st century, cyber warfare has become a significant threat, and our defense mechanisms must evolve accordingly. Investing in research and development of advanced technologies, such as artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and robust cybersecurity measures, is paramount to maintaining a competitive edge in the digital battleground. In addition to technological advancements, a comprehensive national defense strategy must prioritize the well-being and resilience of our citizens. Health crises, natural disasters, and other emergencies can pose severe threats to our nation's stability. Therefore, integrating efforts in disaster response, public health, and critical infrastructure protection is essential. A nation's strength is not only measured by the might of its military, but also by the resilience of its people and infrastructure. Education and awareness also play a crucial role in building a strong defense. A well-informed and engaged citizenry is an asset in times of crisis. By promoting civic education and fostering a sense of national responsibility, we empower our citizens to contribute actively to the nation's defense. Additionally, investing in education and training programs for our military personnel ensures that they are equipped with the skills and knowledge needed to adapt to evolving threats. Moreover, international collaboration should be a cornerstone of our defense strategy. In an interconnected world, threats do not respect borders. By fostering strong diplomatic ties, participating in international alliances, and engaging in cooperative security initiatives, we collectively enhance our ability to address global challenges. Building partnerships with like-minded nations amplifies our influence on the world stage and strengthens our position in deterring common threats. It is imperative to acknowledge that integrated national defense extends beyond the military domain. Economic stability, diplomatic prowess, technological innovation, and societal resilience are interconnected facets that collectively contribute to our overall security. My perspective emphasizes the need for a holistic and collaborative approach that transcends traditional boundaries and embraces a comprehensive understanding of national defense. In conclusion, the challenges facing our nation demand a paradigm shift in our approach to national defense. By integrating efforts across military, technological, societal, and international domains, we can create a formidable defense strategy that is adaptive, resilient, and effective. The time has come for us to unite under a shared vision of safeguarding our nation's future, and I am optimistic that, by embracing integration, we can build a more secure and prosperous tomorrow.